We'll be holding our own Black Friday sale this year with some great deals on Stardate magazine and other products. We'll post the details in November at stardate.org. Please drop by, and thank you for your support. Stardate, November 28th. We're a long way from developing warp drive, a way to travel faster than light. But scientists have an idea of what the end of a warp trip might sound like. A short, high-frequency chirp in the form of gravitational waves. The laws of gravity say that warp drive isn't impossible. A ship could enfold itself in a bubble of space-time. The drive would squeeze the space-time ahead of the ship and expand the space-time behind it. As seen by an outside observer, that would allow the ship to move faster than light. There are all kinds of problems to solve, but perhaps future generations can make it so. Researchers in Europe recently checked out some of the physics of warp bubbles. As they wrote in their paper, they wanted to explore strange new space-times to boldly simulate what no one has seen before. So they created computer models to probe the signals a starship might create when it either engaged or dropped out of warp. They found that a collapsing warp bubble could produce a quick burst of gravitational waves, ripples in space-time. They'd be at a frequency that current detectors couldn't hear, but future detectors might. In fact, the waves might be detectable from millions of light years away, far enough to encompass our entire galaxy and several others. The signal of a faster-than-light trip through the cosmos. More about faster-than-light travel tomorrow. We have sky-watching tips and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.